But we didn't know until we came on 6 o'clock news that she had been here. And because I was at school at that time of day, and she came through Marsh. We have an airport, but mm-hmm. nothing comes in but helicopters and private planes. It used to be pretty, but we didn't have the jets. Texas International, it used mm-hmm. to come down through here. She came in and she went down. She goes and check on her stepmother-in-law and the place. And, well, actually, the Taylors own the town of Carnac, maybe about 15 to 2,000 residents there. And she came down, and the dress she wore to the first inaugural ball is in our Harrison County Museum. It's on Courthouse Square. You saw that? It's down there. And she came and donated that dress. And after that, she went back to Shreveport and flew back to Austin. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he has ever been, he probably did come when he was in the Senate, but as long as he was president, I don't think yeah. he ever came down here at all.
At one time, this was the third largest city in Texas. Mm-hmm. Do you know about what year that was?
It was in the 1800s. I'm not quite sure of that. These banks, we have quite a few banks, would, at different times, they'll publish things mm-hmm. like that, and I should keep them. Because one time they had feature stories, how about Bonnie and Clyde, that they used to run through Marshall.
Bonnie and Clyde used to be in Marshall?
Mm-hmm. They had that printed out one time, because I remember my mother said she was little. And they would want to go down the street, country roads, and mm-hmm. visit. And my grandmother would tell them, if you go Bunny and Clyde, they'll get you. And they used to jump down the road and look like this and run across, see if they were coming. But they were pretty strong around East Texas and Dallas. They used to rob banks and ride on through. You might know the story of Texas Ranger, the last one that was living that helped capture them died about 2 years ago. He was in Amarillo, Texas. Mm-hmm. He was still living. He was 82 years old. But they used to come around this area and rob these little towns and keep going. But I don't know what year, because Jefferson is on the water, and this was a cotton growing community. And the slaves would be here, and they have these steamships come in, and they load cotton, and this is an agricultural community. Mm-hmm. Corn, peanuts, watermelons, and sent it to all parts of the nation. But when I was in a history class here, one man was responsible to moving an important business to Dallas. And when he moved that, everybody just went with that business and caused Dallas to boom. Mm-hmm. And Marshall was dry. They didn't get wet until my senior year in high school. This was really a dull place, and you could go to Scottsville, Texas, also in Harrison County. It's just three-fourths of a mile down Highway 80, and you can go get liquor, or you had to go to Longview. Mm-hmm. Now Longview has really boomed its population. It's at about 65,000 people now. And this canning factory, the people, with citizens of the Marshall, voted to keep it out. Slits Beer Company, they put it in Longview also, and numerous other businesses that would have caused Marshall to boom. Mm-hmm. The only thing we have here is Thyco, the ammunition plant, Alcoa, ICI of America, and Wiley is the fifth largest employment center here mm-hmm. in the county. And I imagine if Bishop had stayed, that it would have been maybe tied with Wiley in mm-hmm. employment. And also Bishop had moved about my sophomore year in high school to Dallas, because it would have died.